every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and, filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison, so they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
So right as Father Gerardo and I were coming out of the sacristy to begin Mass, he said, "Do you want to preach?" I said, "No." So, but But this beautiful passage from John chapter 3, I mean, it's one that's very easy to preach on. In fact, anyone who's a sports fan will be familiar with John 3:16, right? You see, and I don't know so much anymore, but several years ago, it was very commonplace in stadiums for somebody to be holding up the sign, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. I remember when I had just graduated from college, my cousin from Minnesota came down for my graduation, and somehow we got to talking about that topic of John 3:16, and she was like, why do they do that? Why John 3:16? You know, she was puzzled by that. And I can't remember the exact answer that I gave her, but I think the reason is that it is a verse that kind of encapsulates the whole gospel. Like, if you have one chance to communicate to a nationwide audience who's watching this sporting event, the nugget, the essence of the gospel would be John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. You know, sometimes as Christians, we can get very down on the world, you know, the fallen world in which we live, and its opposition to the church, or it's, you know, how it lives so contrary and promotes values that are so contrary to the ones we espouse as Christians that are contained in the gospel. And we can become very critical, very negative of the world. But this verse reminds us that God loved the world and he still loves the world. That it is his creation and he created it out of love. That was the only motivation God had for creating anything, was his sheer love and his desire to share his life with the world. And he still continues to love the world. Everything that is in existence continues in existence, be that you, me, this ambo, these chairs, this candle. The only reason it is existing at this very moment is because God's willing it into existence. He's willing us into existence. And the will of God is the love of God. And so he's loving you and me into existence at this very moment. He's loving the whole universe into existence at this very moment. God still loves the world. And his son, Jesus Christ, who he sent into the world, stands before him now eternally in heaven, showing his wounds to the Father on behalf of this world for whom Jesus died. And so that reality, that phenomenon should give us pause when maybe we're too zealous about condemning the world in which we live, about, you know, writing the world off as completely and utterly, you know, God forsaken. It's not God forsaken, it's God loved. The world is loved by God. And we are called to love the world as well. Love it so much that we're willing to proclaim the gospel to the world, that we're willing to be living witnesses, living examples of the gospel to the world, that we're willing to make Jesus present through our own words and our own actions. Right? And then we are imitating Christ, the Christ who was sent by God, by the God who loves this world. Why? So that people might have life through faith in Jesus Christ. May we all take up our role in loving the world as Christ loved the world and making Christ more present to the world.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.